ABC Radio Australia.
A Solomon Islands province has raised the ire of Beijing by accepting COVID-19 donations from Taiwan. Beijing's reprimand followed a speech by Malaita's premier, where he referred to Taiwan as a state rather than a province of China. The Chinese embassy has told Malaita province and the Solomon Islands government it must respect China's sovereignty and refrain from contacting Taipei. Evan Wasuka in Honiara with more.
When Solomon Islands switched diplomatic ties to China last year and ended its 30-year-plus relations with Taiwan, Malaita province objected. The province digged in its heels, saying it wouldn't let in any businesses linked to Beijing. Its position placed it at loggerheads with the national government. This week, the relationship was strained even further with the arrival of aid from Taiwan.
We request relief from the people of Taiwan, and they believe us, and we are so thankful.
Malaita Premier Daniel Suidani says the donation was humanitarian for countries with no diplomatic ties to Taiwan. He says there were no political motives.
The national government, under its foreign policy, encourages friend to all and enemy to none.
But in accepting the donations, Mr. Suidani, in a speech, referred to Taiwan as a state instead of a province of China, the claim made by Beijing. Solomon Islands Foreign Minister Jeremiah Manella chided the premier for breaching the One China policy. He described the premier's words as divisive and threatening to Solomon Islands' unity. And a day later, a statement from the Chinese embassy said,
"The claims and actions by the Malaita provincial leaders are illegitimate, inappropriate and entirely wrong. It breaches the sovereignty and territorial integrity of China and hurts the national feelings of the Chinese people."
The statement also complained about the display of Taiwanese flags at the handover.
"It is urged that the Solomon Islands side concerned strictly abide by the One China principle, respect China's sovereignty and territorial integrity, stop making irresponsible remarks or actions against the One China principle, refrain from official contacts in any form with Taiwan, properly handle Taiwan-related issues, and avoid causing disturbances to the relationship between the People's Republic of China and Solomon Islands."
Calling the Solomon Islands government and Malaita province not to get in touch with Taiwan. I have a feeling that's kind of going overboard a little bit.
Dr. Tarsisius Kambutaulaka is the Director of Pacific Studies at the University of Hawaii. He says the tone of the statement was to be expected.
What they are trying to say is that the central government in Solomon Islands should have control over the provincial governments and what they say and who they have relationships with.
Dr. Kambutaulaka says the statement reemphasized the One China policy. He says Beijing exerts great control over its own provincial authorities and clearly expects the same from Solomon Islands.
There is a need for the Solomon Islands government perhaps to, you know, discuss with their Chinese colleagues and say that things are oftentimes done very differently in the Solomons as they are done in Beijing.
But Dr. Kambutaulaka says it's also clear that the differences between Malaita province and the national government need to be resolved immediately, with each having a better understanding of each other's responsibilities.
There is also a need for Malaita province to be careful in how it addresses issues of international relations. As a provincial government, it is an agent of the central government. And when it comes to issues of foreign relations, it's the central government that has power over those things.
As for the man at the center of the diplomatic storm, he insists there was no malice intended, and he says his preference on the words to describe Taiwan will not be dictated by another country.
If they are a province or a state, that is all up to Taiwan. So we will respect Taiwanese government saying about themselves.